Foreign News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's war cabinet is mulling a response to Iran's massive missile and drone attack over the weekend. Most of the hundreds of drones and missiles were shot from the sky by Israel and international partners, including the U.S. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner is urging the White House to get tougher with Iran.
If this administration fails to step up to the plate and understand that we have an escalating conflict and make it clear to Iran that there are red lines and that the United States will defend Israel and will not allow Iran to become a weapon state, that we will be in a broader conflict and we will have less options. Their failure to box in Iran and let them understand that there will be consequences makes it more dangerous.
NBC's Meet the Press, the Biden administration has already said the U.S. will not participate in an Israeli strike on Iran should the Israelis choose to launch a counterattack. The first ever trial of an ex-U.S. president gets underway today in Manhattan.
Former President Donald Trump faces allegations that he falsified business records to hide secret payments to keep women quiet about extramarital relationships. The charges carry the possibility of jail time. Trump denies the accusations and says no crime was committed. As the New York trial begins, a jury is on the verge of being picked that will make a historic decision about whether Trump broke the law. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, one was a Syracuse, New York police officer, the other an Onondaga County sheriff's deputy, fatally shot last night during an exchange of gunfire with a gunman who was also shot and killed. This happened at a home in the Syracuse suburb in the town of Salina. Syracuse Police Chief Joe Cecile says we lost two heroes tonight. Mayor Ben Walsh calls it a dark day for Syracuse. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 187. This is SRN News. A Belgian leader promotes euthanasia.
The country already allows terminally ill people to commit suicide with a doctor's help. But the president of Belgium's largest health insurance company says that's not enough. Faced with an aging population, Luc Van Gorp suggests that elderly people who are in good health could opt to kill themselves for the good of the state, and presumably to save his firm some money. Pro-life advocates have warned that legalized suicide always leads in this direction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in Iowa have asked the state Supreme Court to clear the way for a new pro-life law to go into effect. The measure, which bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, was in effect for a few days last July before a district court put it on hold. The state Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision by the end of its term in June, but that might not be the final word. The justices could decide to end the temporary pause without ruling on the law's constitutionality. This is SRN News. When it comes to the rat race, sounds like the rats may be winning.
New York lawmakers proposing rules to drive down the population of rats, considering rat birth control. Hey, we're not making this up. A city ordinance would establish a program for controlling the rat population by using birth control instead of lethal chemicals. A city council member says the contraceptives are more humane. No word yet on how the rats would be expected to remember to take that little pill every day. Jason Walker reporting.
Two bodies have been recovered in rural Texas County, Oklahoma, in the panhandle. That discovery coming a day after four people were charged there with murder and kidnapping in connection with the March disappearance of two Kansas women. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says both bodies will be taken to the medical examiner's office to determine identification as well as the cause and manner of death. More details, SRNNews.com.